What's up, everyone? This is the baddest sorcerer in all the land, Zombie Zero. We're going to do a little supplemental bit to the Red Pill podcast, and this is something I'm going to call a random rant. Now, this is just me handling a topic by myself. Merovingian's probably tucked in bed, having a nice, disturbing dream.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, dying time's here.
So my topic that I wanted to discuss is whether or not achievements are a double-edged sword. Achievements, trophies, and things like that on the 360 or the PlayStation, and they're going to obviously continue with the Xbox One and the PS4. Whether or not you believe them to be a double-edged sword, I kind of do. I'm a completionist. Whenever I want to play a game, I really want to get everything that there is to be gotten out of it. I want to play it from the beginning to the end, and if I don't get all the achievements in one playthrough, then I'll actually look at what the achievements are. Most of the time, I don't even touch and see what the achievement listing is. And then I find out, well, there's a couple of multiplayer achievements. Maybe I won't be able to get all those. And then there's other games that have the most ridiculous achievements, and it makes me strive to want to get those achievements. So things like the hardest achievements that I've gotten so far, absolutely the Mile High Club on Call of Duty 4, Modern Warfare, that achievement, I probably died 2,000 times trying to get that damn achievement. That is the most ridiculous thing I've ever played to try and get that achievement. There's a few others that are along those similar lines. Maybe dedication. It took me a lot of time and dedicated a lot of my playing time to trying to get any one of them in particular. And you need to get some of these really hard achievements to have a 100% completion of your game, and at this point now I have, I believe, 33 or 34 games that I have fully completed. The only problem that I see with is once you get them fully completed, you have all the achievements, there a lot of times is nothing left for you to play the game with. There's still a storyline that you could be playing, you could have missed side quests, there could have been other unlockable content that you weren't necessarily sure of, but I think that whenever, if you play as a completionist, as I do, once you get the achievements for the game, you should be pretty much done with it. Now, this just happened with Dark Souls. I was telling you guys about that in the first episode of the podcast. Is Dark Souls is ridiculously hard. Dark Souls does not actually have ridiculously hard achievements. The only thing that you could really say is, well, if you can't beat the game at all, there's two achievements for getting endings for beating the game. And if you can't beat the game at all, a lot of them are story-based progressions within the game, so if you can't beat certain bosses, well, you can't get that achievement. But many of them are just able to be gotten from enjoying the grind, leveling up, and continuing your playthrough. Now, as I said, this does give you a double-edged sword kind of effect, because it gives you a drive, a desire, a onus to want to do everything that the game has to offer for you. But once you actually have completed everything that the game has to offer for you, you should be done with all the achievements and trophies in the game. There shouldn't really be much left for you, unless the game was really awesome. If it was a multiplayer game, you're going to still be playing it with your friends. But majority of times, I don't necessarily play the multiplayer games, not because I'm bad at them or anything, but because I feel that the storylines are so much better in a single-player experience. There's not a single person that I would say would play Red Dead Redemption solely for the multiplayer element of it. The single-player story is far superior. It is an amazing game in many aspects. And of course, Rockstar did it right, and their multiplayer is perfectly fine. The same with GTA 4, GTA 5. I'm actually just starting out with GTA 5 now, and the storyline so far is not too bad. I'm enjoying it, and that's really surprising for me because I was never really a big fan of any of the GTA games. It's just not my bag. My games that I prefer would probably be more along the lines of like a Alan Wake. It can be a really great storyline. It can have amazing graphical detail. It can be very interesting and unique in its combat elements because it's not necessarily supposed to be a innovative combat driven mechanic or anything like that. It really shouldn't have something so innovative, but having like the cinematic dodges whenever you're just making your way out of the reach of one of the Taken, but the third person elements that it has to it makes it a very easy to play game, makes it pretty unique, it makes it easy enough to advance within the storyline. And that's where the game really shines, is in its story. It has a third-person shooter element, and it's not meant to be a Gears of War third-person shooter element. It just has to have its own unique style of a third-person shooter, being that you have to utilize both the flashlight and your weaponry, or flashbang grenades, or road flares, flare guns and everything like that, so you can have multiple various ways of dealing with the Taken. But the fact is that the game is not a third person shooter. It would be an amazing movie, and I guess maybe I'm a huge movie fan, which is why I love the story that's going to be associated with the game more than the gameplay itself. So anyway, to me, that is how I feel. Achievements kind of work to your favor and against you simultaneously. They give you a drive to want to get them, and you become addicted to it. It's like you become addicted to that ding. It's Pavlov's dog. You want to get more achievements just so that you can hear the goddamn ding. It's insane. But once you've finished a game and there's no achievements left, well, hell, there's no more drive, no desire, there's no fucking ding left. I can't get a ding out of this fucking game anymore, so I might as well not play it. I'll move on to another game that I can get more dings out of. Alright, well, that's all I'm going to do for tonight, and if you guys want me to bring that up with Merovingian in the next episode, leave me a comment, let me know what you think about achievements, whether you feel that they have pluses and minuses, pros and cons, if they are in fact a double-edged sword, something to strive to get, but then once you get them, you're not satisfied. Don't forget to like us on facebook.com/redpillpodcast. We'll be getting them up on iTunes as soon as we can to make it easier for you guys to access. And we hope to keep entertaining you guys by getting out more episodes as often as we can. So take it easy. And let me leave you with some words of wisdom. Fire Todd Haley. That is all.